Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I'm covering a story because it's entertaining. I know I've talked a lot about very serious squatter situations, but this one involves Gordon Ramsay, so we're going to talk about it, we're going to laugh about it, I'm going to break up all the darkness that has been on my channel as of late, show you the silver lining, and that is, of course, the downside of Gordon Ramsay going from mean Gordon to nice guy Gordon, and that is, squatters just took advantage. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody signed up over an actual just justicewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay?
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th, I will be at Mindsfest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
You're a local. Please come on in.
They say it's open to anyone and everyone.
It's not for press. This is a community space.
But ITV News was not welcome.
Right, aren't journalists part of the community?
Well, no, this is a community space. Read our statements online.
This is the York in Albany, a gastropub in Camden that used to be run by Gordon Ramsay. But the Grade 2 listed building has been taken over by squatters.
Listen up, guys. With an intro like that, my interest is definitely piqued. With this woman saying this is a community space and that you need to read their statement online, I gotta know what's going on with this particular story, because it turns out what is going on is that these activists have taken over this space. They are squatting here, a la very many stories that we've seen in the United States of America and a lot of left-wing cities. But the difference is that they're squatting in one of Gordon Ramsay's cafes in a building that appears to be worth $16.1 million. Or maybe it's £1 million. Who really cares? Doesn't really matter. But we gotta learn more about this, because to me, it's kind of hilarious, even though these people are criminals, and shame on them.
When we called on the premises this morning, we were told to come back later.
Hi. How's it going?
Is this when it would open as an art collective cafe.
So I can come back at one? Will I be able to speak to someone? Well, I can do some artwork.
Despite an offer to make some art, when the time came, I wasn't allowed in.
So first things first, I'm going to assume that these are commie dorks, because they talk and they use language much like commie dorks. They're saying that they're going to reopen this place that they're stealing from Gordon Ramsay as an art cafe for the collective, which is absurd in every possible way. But even more funny is that this collective actually calls their group Gordon, because they don't want to be identified, and for some ungodly reason, the UK media is blurring their faces and complying with their request to not be identified. Now, I understand that in the UK, they don't have a First Amendment, so there are restrictions, including the fact that the government cracked down on them a long time ago for showing people who are arrested without blurring their faces, because they say it affects the innocent until proven guilty thing. But the fact of the matter is, these people are in this place, that they are not the legitimate owners of it, they're squatting on it. So even though it's alleged that they're stealing this place, it's pretty solid evidence, and the video would help prove that fact.
Yeah, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Take that off and fucking up out of it. Get out! Get out! Hey, you! Leave the jacket and get out!
Now, according to the New York Post, the group has claimed that they occupied the British restaurant as a form of protest for the victims of gentrification and the country's high-speed railway, H2S. We aim to open our doors regularly to anyone and everyone, particularly people in Camden, who have been victims of gentrification and parasitic projects like HS2, the group said in an earlier post on social media. We provide free food, drinks, and space to display their art without the ridiculous red tape that galleries require people to jump over. We believe all of us and our art deserve dignity. Now look, there is a lot in their social media posts. There is a lot in their statement. First and foremost, for some reason, these people are very upset about a high-speed rail project, when I used to believe that these lefties absolutely loved their trains. They thought it was the bestest thing ever, but of course, they're fighting the evils of gentrification, which is like people moving into your neighborhood, and we can't have that. Even though taking a cafe, taking an established restaurant and making it an art cafe sounds like the most gentrification crap I've ever seen in my entire life. But apparently, they've decided that they're going to do this. But what makes this even more amusing is that Gordon Ramsay has allegedly called the police on these people himself, and he is stuck in a very similar situation that a lot of victims of squatters have been stuck in, where they're not really moving through this very well.
Gordon Ramsay reportedly called the police last week about the squatters, but the Met said this was a civil matter and didn't come.
You gotta love that right there, whether it's here in the great United States of America or across the pond in the old country, the police have the same response, which is to say, it's a civil matter. We can't adjudicate this. I mean, sure, you're Gordon Ramsay and you had a world famous restaurant right there, but you know, now these people are there and they're saying we're opening a free art gallery collective for the community to fight gentrification. And obviously they have nowhere near the money to cover the rent for this location, but this is a civil matter. We can't adjudicate this. Arrest the trespassers. That's absolutely crazy. And what I love about this, if you listened really carefully, is that the police in this case didn't even bother to show up.
But the Met said this was a civil matter and didn't come.
Yeah, so Gordon Ramsay, famous celebrity chef, calls him up. He's like, yo, get these people out of my place. And they're like, you filed suit against them. We're not even going to show up and inspect the area. They say it's a collective. And honestly, we don't want to fight people fighting gentrification.
I think they should be thrown out. I think they've got no right to be in there. They've got nothing to do with this. And something has to be done.
What's your reaction? Do you agree with them?
Not really. I mean, no, someone's probably, you can't really do it. People work hard for their money. You can't just go and do what you want. But squatters' rights, it's a law, isn't it?
So I will say a few things about this. First and foremost, your people in the UK are more sensible than our political commentators in the United States of America, like of course over at the Majority Report, where they're saying that they're just gonna fix up the neighborhood and people need homes and oh my god, these are such good grand people stealing a property. They're like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. However, that woman added at the end, isn't this the law? Isn't it like squatters' rights or whatever? I like the British accent. I'm just saying. But yeah, like this is absurd. And also I want to point out that the cameraman in this particular incident has decided to interview these people at the most awkward angle possible. Like why are you that zoomed in on these people? Why are you catching them in profile? I don't understand that, but whatever, this is not the point. Also, you're showing their faces in the awkward way, but these squatter criminals, you're not going to identify them. Very, very confusing to me how the UK works. It's no wonder we did a revolution against you.
A group calling themselves the Camden Art Collective released this photo of the cafe, and some Camden locals did go inside to have free food and drink.
I've been in there years ago to have a meal in there, and there was nothing that much different about it. So I don't think they're being disrespectful in there at all. I don't know where ultimately their motives are, but from what I could see, they're being very respectful.
So this guy right here went in and he said he's had food there a couple of years ago when it was run by Gordon Ramsay, but in there he didn't really feel like it was all that different, except everything was free. There's crappy art everywhere. He didn't say any of this, by the way. I'm saying this. But otherwise, he thinks they're being respectful in the theft of the property that they're engaging in, which I just find to be insanely ridiculous. But whatever, it's not a big deal.
The group running the cafe released this statement. Camden is a borough with one of the biggest wealth disparities in London, so it seems only fitting that £13 million properties that most locals would never be able to afford to visit should be opened up to all. This resident was given a free lunch by the collective.
Now, honestly, this made me laugh right here, where you have a resident in this particular area and he ate the free lunch. I guess there is a such thing as a free lunch as long as you're stealing something from Gordon Ramsay. And this particular guy decides that he's going to conclude with a shot at Gordon that I found to be absolutely hilarious.
Better than Gordon Ramsay?
I did eat here once and it was slightly overpriced. It was slightly boring and tasteless, so it was better, yeah.
Now look, according to the New York Post, the Camden Art Collective has been served papers because this is a civil matter. I don't know how long an eviction process takes in the UK. I'm just not familiar with that. I'm hoping it's nowhere near as bad as some of the major liberal cities in the United States of America. But the fact of the matter is, the whole reason I'm doing this video is because you shouldn't require an eviction process. What we need is 10 years ago, mean Gordon Ramsay, because he knew exactly how to get people out of his kitchen back in the day.
Give me the jacket. Give me the fucking jacket. Use the sack of shit. Get out. Get out.
Listen, maybe, just maybe, the whole entire point of this video was so that I could play clips of Gordon Ramsay yelling at people to get out of his kitchen.
Get out! 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 Get out! Out! Get out!
Where's that old school Gordon Ramsay energy? The get out as soon as you make a mistake. You're not welcome in my kitchen. I am the dictator. You are the servants and you shall obey me kind of energy. Absolutely ridiculous and absurd. Impossible to imagine that he has fallen this far embracing his new nice guy persona. But now we got weak Gordon, Gordon that serves papers kind of Gordon, rather than the Gordon that's going to march right up to these people and tell them to get the F out.
Louis!
Yes, sir.
Back there! Get out! Yes, get! Pile of sh**! Hey! Get upstairs, get your bags packed!
Can I help? Can I help in the kitchen?
You can help me! Get out!
Look, I gotta be perfectly honest with you. It's a squatting case in the United Kingdom. It's in a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. But other than that, if we're being perfectly honest, it's not that concerning to me. Honestly, I wish these people get evicted. I'm all in favor of that. I don't like the idea that the police in the UK don't even show up to tell you in person that it's a civil matter. They tell you over the phone or the telly, as the Brits like to call it. Or maybe that's what they call TV. I don't even know. I don't even care. But the fact of the matter is, Gordon Ramsay should go down there, bring that early season Hell's Kitchen energy, and tell these people to get out. The fact that he's not doing it, shame on him. Honestly, kind of makes him a little bit deserving of this, in my opinion, because he's committed to this nice guy routine because, for whatever reason, being mean and calling people names and making fun of their appearance is not kosher anymore. It's not cool anymore. It's not in vogue anymore. So honestly, this is the consequences of you becoming a nice guy. They say nice guys finish last, but apparently nice guys also lose $16 million properties in the UK to gentrification activists who want to hang their awkward modern art in your place and give free food to people in the neighborhood. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social medias, support me with the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about Gordon Ramsay's restaurant being taken over by squatters. Till next time.